I don't know the whole route and where I'm going. Okay. Anyone who could not handle money coming, I found out this afternoon why. Some of y'all think you're handling it, but you're not. You've been blocked out.
Yes,
sir. Tonight we're gonna move the block. First thing I want you to think about that we are dealing with apostolic and prophetic realm. We're pace finders. We're pace finders. We're trailblazers. No, it's pace finders. What's the third one? Pioneer. Okay. So when you become an apostolic church, and you become a prophetic church, there's some virgin territory you're going to cross over without the denomination. And they're going to look at you strange for a while. Just only for a while. Because when the manifestation and the demonstrations begin to manifest, they're going to know you got a hold of something that the denomination didn't get a hold of. All right, so we're about to leave all denominational levels.
Amen. Amen.
We're going into a level tonight. I don't know how far he's going to let me go because I'm excited myself. I really want to go. He showed me some things this afternoon. Now, before we go to the scripture, there are three things that we're going to have to construct ourselves in. Sit down. Ain't gonna sound simple, but it's gonna get real complicated for a while. Only the Holy Spirit is gonna be able to help you stay alive. First of all, I found out this week, money coming operates in the glory realm. Money cometh, operates in the glory realm. In other words, beyond faith and beyond the anointing.
Yes, sir.
Your faith and anointing have promoted you in the same realm with God. God personality is in money coming. It's a realm that people are trying to, like Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We all know that. We've studied the word of faith. We've studied Mark 11, 22, have faith in God. And you cannot do it without faith. Faith is supernatural. Remember Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that what? And that what? Of them that diligently seek him. So you have supernatural faith. You also have supernatural anointing. Now I always look at the anointing in two ways. The anointing upon and the anointing within. Luke 4:18, Jesus tell us the Spirit of the Lord was upon me. Yes. With anointing. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
And he talked about preaching the gospel and getting the sick healed, etc. And then in 1 John 2:21, it talks about having an anointing within you that you don't need any man to teach you. In other words, there's some things is not teachable.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have the touch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there are things in the spirit realm that you're not going to be able to explain. Get ready to live an unexplainable life. Because the glory realm, you got the faith realm, you got the anointed, supernatural anointed realm, but then both of those realms was designed by God to push us in His presence. Yes, sir. Where we trust Him so much that He can do things out of the ordinary. Yes. I just found out money cometh, is in the glory realm. Yes, sir. And so if a person don't know how to go to the glory realm, they're not going to be able to work with it or be able to receive it. Turn your Bibles to 1 Chronicle chapter 29, and these guys are sowing millions. They're just sowing millions and millions of dollars. They're sowing like they're out their mind. And they are.
Yes, sir.
Out of their mind. And there is an introduction that you must hear tonight. I got three subjects. Let's write this one down. The glory of the latter house is falling. In money coming. Now, theological and denominational, they will say I'm a false prophet. Because they're still operating in faith and anointing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They won't let the glory world take over.
Yes.
God want to bless you so much that you can't explain it from a job.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God want to bless you beyond your diploma. Beyond all technology.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Beyond the government.
Yes. Yes.
So here in First, you have to read the whole chapter. I'll read it over and over. But I want to begin at the 10th verse after they got through sowing, like they were out of their mind. David said something.
Yes.
Wherefore David blessed the Lord in the 10th verse. You see it? Before all the congregation. Now remember, they just got through sowing. I mean millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Now this 11 and 12 verse stand a kissing. Because it shifts you from just operating in faith and the anointing. Now you never thought someone was going to tell you there's a higher place than anointing or a higher place than faith to operate.
Yeah.
This is new to you. You sitting here, yeah. Like you, oh, that, I heard that before. You ain't heard that. Shut up. The glory realm.
Glory.
Oh, I want to scream, man.
Glory.
See, the glory realm, supernatural glory,
yeah.
Is God Himself. There's a place in your maturing in the spirit, you ought to be able to deal with God Himself. And He does not deal on your level. God is designed to keep you shook up with blessings. You heard what I said? With blessings, not bills. Blessing.
Blessing.
Denominational, we've been blocked.
Yeah.
The high man is always saying you can't go no higher.
Because
he wants you to look to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But everybody ought to be looking to God.
Yes. 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 Yes, sir.
Notice what this verse says. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. You with me?
Yes.
Thine, O Lord, is the greatest, greatness, and the power. Look, listen to that now. And the glory. Listen to that. And the victory. and the magic. How can you lose or fail to get where you're going if you function in that type of revelation? Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty for all that is in the heaven and in the earth. Oh, my goodness. Is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. And I'm fully connected to you. But you can't connect just by faith and by the anointing. Oh, you're not upsetting the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost said, hallelujah. See, the Holy Ghost is to bring you to the glory. The Holy Ghost don't want to take God's place. He want to place you in the presence of God. Listen now, listen. Even right now, you're not in the same position.
No.
You're not just operating by faith. You're not just operating by tongue and praying in the spirit, but now you know how to get in the presence of God's glory.
Yes.
And in God's presence, in his glory, all that he is, all that he has, and all that he can do belong to every child of God. Now, this is a pulpit tearing down tonight. A lot of pulpits going to be torn down tonight because they can't go here.
Yes, sir.
They said, what did he say? Above faith, above the anointing. Well, you don't think God above faith? You don't think God is bigger than the anointing? Faith and anointing are tracks to get to the glory. Are you following me? All the study I've done by faith, all the study I've done by the anointing, and here he come tonight talking about there's a higher realm for me to walk in. The reason many of you all can't function in money coming because you can't go into this realm we're going in tonight. Once you step into this realm tonight, money coming is going to be easy.
Yes, sir.
But you can't go in money coming just by faith.
Yeah.
It's prophetic.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, you can't actually function in the prophetic just by faith. You got to be in the presence of God to function in the prophetic. Oh, the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place. He's going to help me. Oh, you just said that. The Holy Ghost is going to help me. Because, oh, yeah, you just said that. Because I know it's a strange territory, but God dog, the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place tonight. Because he's bringing the whole body of Christ, I mean the world, in trouble. You are going to be so blessed. There's going to be so many sinners nervous, flagging you down. What your name? Who you serving? Who you work for? And you'll be able to tell them about the goodness of God. Witnessing going to change. Because demonstration going to be so strong, you're not going to have to say much. I want him. I want him. Who he is? What his name is? I want him. I want him. He's your God. He the one brought you there. I want him. When we walk in the bank, everybody will get nervous. And all the people who work in the bank know they got to treat us special. Now you see, your faith and your anointing can't handle that fully. Because you're trying to be humble, you know. But the glory world, watch it. Just watch what happened. Watch what happened. Verse 12. Ha! Verse 12. Ha!
Yes, sir.
Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power. and might. You're not going to see all that by faith. You're not going to see all that by praying in tongues. See, faith and the anointing is for promotion into the glory. Into the presence of God. Not a partnership, but ownership.
Yes, sir.
You come to know I own what God owns.
Yes,
and Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell in it. You become bona fide in the realm of glory. All that God is, all that God has, and all that. And he gives us a description of God here. It brought him in sowing. Look, he says in verse 12, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might. In thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now watch what he said in the 13th verse. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Praise thy glorious name. Praise thy glorious name. Praise thy glorious name. Now I'm hearing these words. Don't shut it out. I'm about to say some words yet, huh? You will not notice unless you do some impossible sowing. Sowing out on the limb. Because you're trusting him that much. See, you're trying to hold to your same level too long. You're not, can I help you? I'm talking from experience.
Yes, sir.
I can't sow less than $1,500, no matter what church or where I am or who pick up the offering or what. I can't sow less than $1,500.
Yes, sir.
It's below my rank.
Yes, sir.
So my wife and I, we write $1,500 check every time all this week.
Yes, sir.
I write one, she write one. She write them both. Hand it to me, you know.
Yes, sir.
But I'm telling you this for a reason. It's not being braggadocious, but I'm telling you, you get to a place where money just obey you. And I decree nobody in here a money servant no more. Money from now on will be your servant. Because you're learning those three realms. All right, the glory realm. All right. Well, I'm going to show you something. You're going to see something. Watch. Look at the 14th verse. These guys have sold me. But who am I? What is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this song? For all. So you're really not sowing your seed. Is a seed that God have given to you for to take you to another level. You're really not sowing your money. Oh, Jesus. That's what this man's saying here. He's, they done sowing you. You can read it, what all they sowed. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sow? Question. For all things come of thee. See it?
Yeah.
Watch the last statement.
Hallelujah.
Boy, have you ever kept a hold of that?
Yes, sir.
You're too busy talking about my money and don't have no money. When you get to a certain period, you're not going to talk about my money. It's God's money. I'll do whatever you tell me. I remember I was giving a lady $100. I was proud, boy. I was giving $100, and I got almost where she was. And the Lord said, no, I don't want you to give $100. I want you to buy a car. She need a car.
Yeah.
I said, what? I got a whole 100 here. You know, 100 ain't going to buy no car, you know. So I had to call my man. I said, go find her a car. Yeah. And I bought her. She's still driving today after many, many years. Many times you have a certain amount you're about to do. The Lord said, that's not enough.
Yeah.
So you quit talking about my money.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm gonna say it, but you're broke self.
Yeah.
You ain't got no money until you don't own money.
Lord. Yes, sir.
And money don't own you.
Yeah.
So you can flow. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now the whole atmosphere is gonna change in a few moments, because I'm gonna take you somewhere to a secret that the Lord shared with me today to preach tonight, and I got two more nights. What about that? Those three areas: faith, so from now on, those of us who activating money coming is prophetical, but it's in the glory realm.
Yes, sir.
It's with the one who owns everything. I own nothing. I'm just a steward working out in the Israel for him. You following? See, y'all own too much. No, y'all own too little.
That's a good thing. Yes, sir.
But you're about to own too much. Y'all ain't excited. You ain't got no business working all them jobs.
Yeah, right.
You know, this world crazy. Sharks biting and they still getting in the water. She. I ain't getting in that water, man. Them sharks biting. Come on, it might be safe over here. She. That's the way people think. They think they're having a good time, you know.
Yeah.
Sit down and write these notes. I said some of them to you already, but I'm about to take you into another phase of tonight's lesson that's going to be real powerful. All stagnation of heavenly benefits will be wiped out of your life this week. Now how? By revelation, anointing, manifestation, demonstration, and we go to the highest peak and God's glory. Coming to the supernatural realm. So we're talking about supernatural money coming.
Supernatural.
Right at the supernatural money coming. No normal amount.
No
limits.
No limits.
No such thing as too much.
No such thing as too much.
Now, see if you're in this remnant. A remnant that has come is ready to flow.
Amen.
And go to that place of dominion and are ready to give God the glory.
Yes.
Watch now. Because of their maturity.
Yes, sir. Yes.
One more statement. You're designed by God to be a glory carrier.
Yes, sir.
And you know what come along with glory, right?
Yes, sir.
What?
Glory.
You're designed by God to be a glory carrier, always producing supernatural increases. Before I take you to the shifting factor, let me tell you a few more things. Most Christians do not know that prosperity is built into the glory of God. They put glory over here with smoke and fire and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Preachers trying to put a curse on prosperity. Call themselves cursing the so-called prosperity gospel.
Yeah. Right.
wealth and riches flow in the glory of God. Jesus is, and he wants you to be a glory carrier into his realm. The gold flows with the glory.
Yes, sir.
That's the only way we'll have a convincing story. The world can't see the glory. But they can see the gold. That flow with the glory.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Glory to God.
Yeah. Inner glory produces outer glory. The glory within and the glory upon.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, when the Lord showed me this, go to Ephesians chapter 1. This apostolic glory prayer. He showed it to me like this. He actually praying that the church at Ephesus could walk in the full glory of God.
Yeah.
Everything else come along with it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Everything else come with it.
Yeah.
Some of your lives are changing tonight here in the auditorium. Online, you've been praying, you learned a lot of scripture, you love God, but the Holy Spirit is going to work with you tonight and going to make some changes in your life, and you're going to stop working them 14 jobs. Many ingredients about to come alive and stay alive in your life. What is on the glory menu?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow.
You're gonna know how to shop from the glory menu.
Yes, sir.
Now you're gonna be a higher spiritual shopper than someone who's just shopping by faith.
Yes, sir.
Someone who's just shopping by the anointing.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna be not personalized mark.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have a personal mark on you.
Yes, sir.
Now, I sometimes, you know, I'm so blessed. Sometimes I say, man, I look back where I was.
Yes.
When God told me to quit my job, my wife and I, we were broke. We had 3 kids.
Yeah.
I had a good job, making good money, but wasn't getting nowhere. When he told me quit, I met her coming out of the yard. You heard the story. I said, honey, I'm quitting tomorrow. Now, she knew about all the bills. I'm just giving her the check, you see. She said, did God talk to you? I said, yeah. She drove on out of the yard and ain't talked to me since about it. Then I was riding about 2 or 3 years later. A friend of mine, we used to be out in the street together. He sat on the dashboard of my car. He kind of make fun of me now because I was a preacher, you know. He sat on the dashboard of my car. I'm driving. He told me, he said, you living on Carolyn Saturday. That's why you still, you trying to fool people. You living on. I stopped and pulled aside the road and called her and said, quit.
Yeah.
Get off my dashboard.
Yeah.
Now, I got to back you up a little further. And God's going to do this for you, so listen. Now, go back many more years before all this happened. I'm cutting hair. I was a barber by profession. I'm cutting hair. I'm got the clipping. I'm cutting a man's hair. And God says, that girl in prayer view, that's your wife.
Yeah.
Talking about her.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know. I wasn't looking for no wife.
Yeah.
I'm still crazy. I'm out in the street.
Yeah.
They say, God, we say, God don't talk to sinner. Well, how you got saved? Matter of fact, none of us in here saved. Because God don't talk to sinners. How you got to be a Christian? But God knew I needed that kind of wife who was going to be in agreement with me And she got a call on her life.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying? And he knew he had all this in store.
Yeah.
Now, the glory realm has certain ingredients in it that only can be denoted by prayer. Okay. I've read this prayer probably 100,000 of times, and I didn't see this in Ephesians 1, 15 verse. It's an apostolic prayer, so I know that's one reason I didn't see it.
Yes, sir.
With my baptized eye, my word of faith eye. Verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, all right, you got faith, and love unto all the saints, you got love, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. This is an apostolic prayer. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, look what he called it. He didn't say the Father of faith.
No.
He didn't say the Father of the anointing.
Yes.
He said the Father of glory.
Yes.
And you read in 1 Chronicles 29 who he was, right?
Yes.
Go back there and check this out. You need to check it. May give unto you the spirit, now the spirit of wisdom.
Yes.
From now on, after the night, you're going to have the spirit of wisdom in your finances. You're going to know what to do and what not to do and who to do it with.
Yes.
I decree the spirit of wisdom is upon everyone under the sound of my voice right now. The spirit of financial wisdom that is flowing in the glory of God. The apostle prayed that prayer. I, as an apostle, I'm speaking this prayer over you. That you're going to have to see the Father of glory.
Yes.
He's the Father of glory.
Yes,
but in order to operate him, you got to have the spirit of wisdom.
Yes.
I'm almost through. Listen in this prayer. I done read this prayer and prayed this prayer so many times because my dad would go down to the church and get on his knees and pray. I done been down there many times on these praying this very prayer and never saw the Father of glory. At large, the church at large have never seen the Father of glory. The world is trying to make us act like ordinary people. We just like, you know, just like the senator rim or the governor rim or the mayor rim.
Yes, sir.
Try to put preacher in that same category. Can't do that, baby.
Can't do that.
We're above all that. Whatever you thought you couldn't do, there's an anointing on you right now that erased everything you thought you couldn't do. I'm going to have to trust the Holy Ghost tonight. I can't do it by myself. He told me to come tell you. He's going to back it up. There's some decisions you're going to make you was never able to make them before. Let me read the 17th verse again for my benefit. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, underline the Father of glory. I mean, you read it, all things belong to him, right?
Yes.
May give unto you the spirit of wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Well, what kind of wisdom?
Financial.
What?
Financial.
Glory wisdom.
Glory.
That your wisdom think just like God. So you come down to Louisiana and you leaving here with glory financial wisdom. Never heard it before. You ever heard it before? Glory financial. I never heard it. I just heard it just now.
Yes, sir.
Yes. But we're going to have it.
Yes, absolutely.
And you who sitting down there doubting me, just stay broke.
Yeah.
I ain't worrying myself with you.
Yeah.
You got all your deep scriptures and all that.
Well,
you better hear what the Lord's saying.
Yes, right. Yes, sir.
Your church members tired of you begging. Tired of being held up 3 hours to receive $50.
Yeah.
You talk to me. Y'all talk to me up in here.
Hallelujah.
Every person under the sound of my voice, I speak to you as a prophet of God. You have been promoted whether you know it or not. Now, y'all about to tear this thing up. But I'm going to say it. Money about to come to you easy. Matter of fact, I want you to say it 7 times. Easy money. Go ahead.
Easy money.
Go ahead.
Easy money.
Fact, say
easy money
cometh
to me
now and for the rest of my life. What kind of money?
Easy money.
You don't have to work hard for it.
No.
You don't have to cry for it.
No.
You don't have to beg for it.
No.
And you quit being black tonight.
Yeah.
Quit being black tonight. No, no, check. Quit being black tonight.
Yeah.
Just be a person.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Tell the person next to you, you're not cutting up enough. Let us shout. Somebody need to shout. Somebody need to shout. Somebody, I'm out. While I'm shouting, I'm out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Free at last. Good God Almighty, I'm free at last. All right, pastors, y'all listen. I'm about to speak a word. Every pastor who's flowing in here tonight, your ministry income triples. That's what I heard. 3 times, Lord. Come on, son. Y'all go ahead and do what y'all want to do. I receive. All ministry that was struggling, your struggling days are over. We're going to have glory finance. Yes, ma'am. Where y'all from? San Antonio. She says you're from San Antonio, first time being with us, you know. I'm going to tell you one more thing, then I'm going to close. Because you have to saturate. We've stepped into another realm. A realm that I really didn't know. But this pioneering aspect of it, that money coming is in a glory realm. That's why no men can figure it out. They're trying to figure it out all over the world. But they don't know. And then, I'll show you what's happening. Turn to Genesis chapter 12. Then I'm going to close on that and we can pick up tomorrow night. My broke days are over. And stop worrying about retirement. You're going to have enough. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, choir, you get back up here. Y'all be too slow. I'm going to shut y'all down again. You see, I wouldn't want to sing for him. You probably wouldn't. I train everybody. But they know I love them. You know what Dan was talking about this morning? Yes. I'm going to read it to you. Yes, sir. That's why it's happening to him.
Yes, sir.
Genesis 12, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
All he did is took it upon himself. Watch.
Yes, sir.
Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house to a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee of a great nation and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. He put it on Abraham. And sent Abraham to the world. And he said, and I will bless them that bless thee, curse them that curse thee. I done seen so many ministers got cursed. I wish I could help them, but they cursed themselves. Remember the scripture, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. And especially if the person holy. You can deal with a whore. You might get by and mess with a whore. But a holy apostle? I refuse to be a whore. And you pastors, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to slap you everywhere I can find you. I'm going to slap you with a stick, a brick, and I might shoot you. Because we got to live holy, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Love your wife. Love your wife. Yes, get you a good wife.
Yes, sir.
Knock yourself out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We ain't need no women. Don't come talking to me. Don't whisper in my ear. Get out of my ear.
Yes, sir.
I don't want no girlfriend. I got one already. And you know what, good about it? She know it. She,
yes,
my wife don't have to worry. When I leave the house, she know I'm scared of God.
Yeah.
I got to feel. I got to feel the Lord on me. Yeah. She know he ain't gonna act a fool. Yeah. She know.
Yes, sir.
And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the family of the earth be blessed.
Wow. Glory to God.
Sing. Sing some. Sing.